listener. It's the apprentice here.
And the captain.
And all I wanted to say was that this audio belongs to Baby Petal. And what else, Captain?
Hello. It belongs on the subreddit Gone Wild Audio. And only Gone Wild Audio. Happy.
Yes, Captain. And are we gonna tell him about that one time when we abducted a man?
Hello. Yes, apprentice. Now let's get on with it before they get bored.
Of the Empire, and by extension the Empress. My sweetheart, I mean my captain, is on her way here to evaluate you. We just discovered your little world. Your kind might make good slaves for the Empire.
So this is the prisoner. She doesn't look like much. She's bigger than us, so maybe she's stronger. And her skin. What's wrong with her skin? It's so thick.
I think that's clothing, Captain. It's like a second skin primitive creatures sometimes wear to protect themselves against the environment and predators. We don't use it in the Empire, of course, since we fear nothing and everything is climate controlled.
Is she even an adult, though? Where are her breasts? Is this species even mammalian?
I'll redo a genetic scan, Captain. Yeah, definitely mammals. 48 chromosomes just like us. Except, something is weird with the last set. Captain? I think this one doesn't have breasts because it's a man.
A man? You've got to be joking. Every civilized race has either evolved away from the need for them, or found a way to work around it. There hasn't been a man in the Empire for thousands of years.
Well, we aren't in the Empire, Captain. This is a very primitive species. They still use nuclear power and fossil fuels. They've barely begun space exploration. So, maybe they still have none on this stupid little planet the locals call. Earth? Yeah, Earth.
It can't be a man. I refuse to believe that nature would tolerate such a thing, even this far outside the Empire. It's obviously just a woman that hasn't gone through puberty yet. Besides, if it was a man, it would have one of those. What do you call them? Primitive biology wasn't one of my strong subjects.
According to the archives here, it was called a penis. I can't really tell from the scans here, but this thing should have one of those.
Well, fine then. Undress this thing so we can see.
Me? I don't want to go near this man thing.
You'll be fine. I'm still not convinced it's a man. undress it. And I'll keep you covered with my weapon while you do so, in case it tries something.
But Captain!
Apprentice, that is an order. You will undress this alleged man creature so we can determine if your theory about it is correct.
Yes, Captain. Can I at least just cut its clothes off? They're just primitive natural and synthetic fabrics anyway.
If you can do it without causing too much damage to the specimen, then do so. Just hurry. I still have a ship to run.
Aye, aye, Captain. Okay, don't move, creature. Let me just cut away these clothes, starting from the top. If you don't move, I won't accidentally cut you. And if you try anything, my captain shoots you. And probably me too. But also you. Okay, got the shirt.
Well, definitely no proper breasts. But look at that fur on its chest. This species are no more than animals.
I think that's normal for man creatures, Captain. But all of these primitive species tend to have hair on places other than their heads. So you'll probably see more of it on this thing.
Thanks for the warning. Speaking of which, cut off the rest of its clothes.
Okay, Captain. I hope this helps in my next performance review. Now hold still. Your leg coverings are tough. I'd hate to accidentally cut off the very thing we're looking for, so just don't move around too much. Okay, Captain. It looks like it has some kind of undergarment. I just have to cut it off and then... Captain? You should see this.
Okay. So, is that... it's...
Penis?
Yes. So, is that what it looks like? Maybe that's just a misplaced tail or something. I still don't want to believe it's an actual... penis.
Well, according to the archives, it's in the right spot to be a penis, and it's surrounded by more fur.
Well, it's not very impressive now, is it? I fail to see how it's even supposed to work if that's what it's like.
It's supposed to get bigger and much harder, Captain. This is just its resting state.
Oh, really? Then unrest it for me so I can get a proper look at it.
Me?
Yes, you. It's just the two of us on this ship, and I'm not touching it. That's what you're here for.
I shouldn't have said anything about it getting bigger. Me and my big mouth. So, just don't move, Earth creature. I'll just try to stimulate that thing with my hand. This isn't something they trained me for.
Keep it up, apprentice. I think you're getting a response out of this possibly man-creature thing. It is getting bigger, like you said, and the man-creature seems to be enjoying it.
The man-creatures are supposed to be easy to please, Captain. They said if you controlled their penises, you controlled all of them. All they cared about was sex.
Sex? How do they have sex with one of those things? I understand how two women would, but... what exactly are we supposed to do with that thing?
If I tell you, are you going to make me do it with him?
Possibly.
Then no, just... no, I'm not telling.
Apprentice, that is an order. Tell me.
No, because if I tell you it involves putting his penis into my pussy, you're going to make me do that, and my pussy is just for my captain.
Apprentice, your pussy is for the Empire. And if having sex means having that man creature put his penis inside of you, then you will do your duty. I need to see what this man creature can do, and if there is any value for the Empire in this entire man thing.
The captain is getting so big, and I'm not late at all.
Very well, apprentice. Come over here. I will take care of you getting wet.
Really, Captain? You do that for me?
Yes, but don't think I'm getting soft on you, apprentice. Now hurry up and lie down in front of me.
Aye, Captain. Can you use your mouth this time?
If it helps you get wet for this man creature, then I suppose it's my duty to use my mouth. Apprentice, so enjoy.
Captain, you know I can't resist your tongue when it does that. You have the best tongue in the entire Empire. You're much too good on your little apprentice. Even if you are going to make me do bad things with this man creature. And your fingers too. Teasing me, tracing out my faults, and my clitoris. You're so good at exciting me, Captain.
Don't you forget that, apprentice. But I think you're sufficiently lubricated now, between your wetness and my saliva. Let's see you demonstrate what this man creature is for.
But Captain, I'm not even sure how I'm supposed to do this. No one in the Empire has had male to female sex in thousands of years.
But I'll bet this man thing has. Or at least it's been exposed to it on its planet. I'm sure it can show you what to do. If it gets out of line, I'll shoot it.
If you're sure that's what we need to do, Captain.
Of course it is. This is for the Empire. And for science. I really want to see this happen too. On a purely academic level, of course.
She really is a pervert. But she's my pervert. And she's ordering me to try to have sex with you.
It's an animal, apprentice. So, get down on your hands and knees in front of it, like a beast would. I think I saw this on a nature program one time. That's probably the only way it knows how to do it.
Okay, Captain. Like this?
Yes, that looks good. And the man creature seems to approve. It's kneeling behind you.
Oh my. I'm so nervous, Captain. He's behind me.
Calm down, apprentice. Now, for the record, describe what's happening.
He's right up behind me. He moved my legs further apart, and now there's something poking against me. Is it his penis? It's his penis, isn't it?
Calm down, apprentice. Compose yourself.
Yes, Captain. Sorry, but now it's pushing against me. It's trying to get in.
Apprentice, speak to me.
Sorry, Captain. It's in me now, like, all the way. It's so big and hard. Bigger than your fingers, even when you use two of them. But it's harder than your tongue and warmer. And he's moving it in and out of me. He's got his big man hands around my hips, and he's using them to hold me in place while he does it.
It looks messy. But how does it feel, my dear apprentice?
It's tolerable, my captain. I could see how maybe women would like this thing in prehistoric times.
Well, good job, apprentice. You can stop now.
Begging your pardon, Captain. But maybe we should let him go at it for just a bit more. I don't mind a lot much, really. He seems like he's having fun, too. I'd hate to interrupt him.
What he wants doesn't matter. He's just a man creature. I fail to see what more science can learn from you continuing to mate with him.
Maybe we should get a male organism on file. This mating technically isn't over until he has one and ejaculates inside the female. I don't want to have him do it in me, but this is for the Empire after all.
You do have a point. I guess we owe it to the Empire, just as I owe it to the Empire to get closer, so I can better describe what's going on for my report.
Yes, Captain. Get very close. I'm sure you being beside me will make this indignity feel even better. I mean, feel less bad.
Of course, my darling apprentice. That's a good girl. Let the brutish man beast demonstrate his primitive ways in you then, while I comfort you by stroking your back. So warm and sweaty, like you are with me. You aren't going to orgasm for this mad creature, are you?
Would that be a bad thing? I really should for the Empire and stuff like that, shouldn't I?
Well, you are such a slut, apprentice. That's what made you stand out above the other girls for me. Very well, then. Do what must be done.
Thank you, Captain. It won't be long now. Interesting, but even though this man creature released itself into me, I don't think he's finished yet. Maybe I could have him demonstrate again with me? I already have an idea for another position I could try with him.
Sorry, my lovely apprentice, but I and the Empire can only impose on you so much.
But Captain, there's still so much information that we could gather on prehistoric sex.
Agreed. The Empire definitely needs this information. But I've asked too much of you already, which is why I must make this sacrifice for the Empire. And mate with this man creature.
Captain, no. You wouldn't like it at all. I'm sure you've got more important things to do than mate with extinct man creatures. Trust me, I've so got this.
Apprentice, are you looking for spankings? And not the nice kind, I promise you that. Now, move aside.
Yes, Captain.
Now, tell me about these ideas you had for other positions.
Well, I thought that maybe I, or you, I guess, could lie on their back and spread their legs. And then the man could...
Yes, I get the idea. Very well, then. Lie on my back, I shall, then.
Oh, Captain, I would offer to help you get wet, but it looks as if...
That's enough, apprentice. You shall never speak of that again. My interest in this man creature is entirely scientific. Now, you keep an eye on it while it gets on top of me. I still don't quite trust it.
He's friendly, Captain. Very friendly. Or maybe it's just like they say. Man creatures are easily controlled if you offer them some pleasure.
Yes, very friendly. I feel him poking at me like he did to you. But now he has your wetness upon him, mixing with my own. Oh, there he's found the spout. Clumsy man creature. But it looks like this position will work quite well for mating. Now, all he has to do is push. Oh,
you did it, Captain. You took the man creature's penis into yourself.
Yes, I did. It's not as bad as I thought. Maybe if you played with my breasts while he did his thing. Apprentice?
Of course, Captain. Right away. I could even suck on your nipples if you'd like, and rub my pussy for you.
Yes, I'd definitely like that. Then I might even get some small pleasure out of this experience.
Captain, your nipples are so hard, and your breasts bounce so nicely as the man creature mates with you. You always seem so big and powerful to me, but beneath him you seem small, and his body moves yours so easily.
Silence, apprentice. You are not to speak of such matters. I am still the one in charge here, even if this man creature is on top. I am the one who has him surrounded, and at my mercy. I'll probably put him out on the airlock once we're done here.
Oh, Captain, don't do that. He has his uses. As good as my fingers feel inside of me right now, his penis felt even better. And now that we've left this planet behind, he has the only penis for light years.
That could be useful and valuable. I could see how some women, immoral, slutty women, like my little apprentice here, could find mating with this man creature pleasurable. They may even pay for this service. They might enjoy the feel of a penis thrusting into them as regularly as a pulsar, hotter than a supernova, harder than a neutron star.
Yes, my captain. I think a lot of women might. This man creature is far too valuable to destroy. Even if we just kept him around on the ship to clean things, or if we get really, really bored, he can mate with us again. Or at least me.
We will see, my glorious young apprentice.
Captain, if you want an orgasm, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It is for science, after all. It wouldn't be a sign of weakness or anything like that. It would really be your duty as captain and as a servant of the Empire.
Maybe you are right. And your lips upon my breasts were most insistent. It will be mostly that. That does it for me. And I'm not clumsy. And ineffective proddings of this man creature that pushed me over the edge. Now please, kiss me, my apprentice.
Yes, Captain. I'm going to orgasm again from touching myself and from watching you two. And he is going to orgasm in you. I've already learned how to tell when he's going to do it. Have an orgasm with us, my dear Captain.
Yes. Yes, my sweet little apprentice.
Oh, Captain. You never came that hard for me before.
Hush. You must not speak of such things. Remember your station.
Yes, Captain.
In fact, just for that, I think you should be punished. Perhaps I should leave you to this mad creature for a bit. Except I think you might not find that to be a punishment at all.
Your concerns are not unfounded, my Captain. I do kind of want to try that position with him.
Yes, I suspected as such. Clearly, I can't let either of you out of my sight, so perhaps we'll have to let this man creature share our bed tonight. Just so that I can make sure you don't get into any trouble, that is.
Oh, of course, Captain. That is a most excellent idea. But that's why you're in charge.
Definitely. And look, it is getting late already, so perhaps we should think about retiring soon. I'll just go back to the bridge to check on our course. While I'm doing that, you clean up this man creature for our bed.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Oh. An apprentice.
Yes, Captain?
Don't wear him out too much before I get another chance at him.